So we've come to item 12, which is miscellaneous. Gail, do we have any staff reports this morning?
Yes, I wanted to mention with the recent retirements of a deputy general counsel and retirement services manager that we have open recruitments for both of those positions. So if you know of anyone that might be interested, please feel free to forward that. It's posted on our website.
Yeah, I saw it on LinkedIn, and I think I reposted both of them. So if those of you who are on LinkedIn who might be seeing that post, you can always repost it as well when it reaches the distribution that's in your group. So anything to get it out there. Thank you very much. Any
Thank
other
you.
Staff comments? That's it? We're good?
That's it.
All right. I don't see any outside professionals on the call, so trustee comments. Rusty.
Yeah, I just want to mention that I attended the Common Fund Forum last week in Boca Raton, and the focus was on private equity, and they gave a number of excellent presentations on topics related to that. And then at night, both Monday and Tuesday night, we had keynote speakers. The first one was William Dudley, President and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Quite a interesting discussion. He led us with understanding again where the Federal Reserve is and how they're handling the interplay of the inflation and unemployment rate and interest rates. But he made a couple of comments that kind of got us chuckled. One was, there is no recession, and then he pauses right away. Meaning, of course, we all know that there's a recession on the horizon, but nobody knows exactly when we're going to see it, if it's this year or next year, and if it's going to be a hard soft landing. He also mentioned that the Federal Reserve Board is not your friend. Of course, their dual mandate is to maximize employment and price stability, and that's their focus, and they're not going to be friends, especially to the market, as we've seen played out here. And then the second night, Tuesday night, we had a keynote speaker, Haben Girma, who I had never met before. She's from the San Francisco Bay Area, but she's deaf and blind. She was born that way. And she shared her life story about overcoming obstacles. And she is the first deaf-blind person to have graduated from the Harvard Law School, which was quite impressive. But she pointed out again how those with disability have a lot to offer in terms of innovation, what they can bring to the market. And so anyway, that was the Common Fund Forum. And I would recommend anybody who has a chance to attend it to try to do so. They have a great program, and you would enjoy it, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Rusty. I had originally been scheduled to join you on that, and I had to cancel because I had a schedule conflict, so I couldn't go, but it sounds like that was really worthwhile.
I've been to the Common Fund conference in the past and have really enjoyed it, and especially with the high-quality speakers. So it doesn't surprise me with your report. Rusty, could you shoot me an email with the name of the individual who had to face disability hurdles? Because that could be a potential speaker.
Yeah, it's Haben, Haben, Girma, Girma, excuse me. But I'll shoot an email too. But Haben Girma, fascinating person, very inspiring.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Any other trustee comments?
Donnie and I, and Tim and Mitch attended the CIT Investors Client Conference, and Donnie, I'll let you chime in, definitely. But that was a very high-quality conference with excellent speakers from a wide range of topics. But in particular, looking at China, the Ukraine situation, and so forth. And it was good to be there and have some time with my fellow trustee, and then also with our investment staff. It's always great to be able to hang out with the investment staff just to talk about the fund in general and so forth and what they're thinking going forward.
Thank you.
I would echo what he said, and a couple unexpected things that they did mention were it wasn't intended as a doom and gloom type conference, but most all of the presentations had a lot of negative outlook in terms of whether it was economic, even talking about war in the Arctic and how we're a little bit behind on quantum computing and communication, not yet having a satellite in orbit that's capable of doing that. So it was a diverse set of speakers that really challenged us to pull back things we might have learned a long time ago.
Interesting. All right, thank you, Donnie. Any other trustee comments? I'm not seeing any other hands up. I have one comment I'm going to make, which is that, as you're probably aware, the governor's executive emergency order expires on February 28th, which means that effective March 1 and thereafter, the board is going to be returning to meeting in person. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank all of you, and maybe more importantly, all of our office staff, the full group. You know, this has been a pretty extraordinary experience, to put it mildly, for everybody. I know everybody's had challenges, and, you know, Candace, the Board of Supes, has had to manage an unwieldy amount of things during that time period. We've had our challenges as well. And I just wanted to thank all of our employees, our staff. This has been a remarkable adventure, and I thought we handled it well, all things being equal. I thought it went very well. This has been a very convenient platform in many ways. It's not ideal, as we know, but it has facilitated doing the business. So I want to thank all of you, and most importantly, to thank all of our employees and staff for a job well done. So anyway, that was going to be my comment for the day. Jerry, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I would echo those comments. And also, I hope Scott won't mind this cautionary note that all the trustees will now be required to begin wearing trousers again.
Yes.
You've had this luxury up to this point, but yeah, it's gone as of March 8th.
Too much information.
TMI there, but, you know, Donnie will still wear a tie, so it's all good. And Rusty has his tie on today too, so as always. So, well, with that, on that happy
Scott, we yes, do sir. Have a. I just want to comment. We have a following audit committee meeting, perhaps coming back at 11. It looks like that will give us a reasonable amount of time, as well as give to Gail to get our outside speakers lined up.
So would you all just remain on this call?
That's how we've done it in the past, and I think that works fine.
Okay, yeah, I apologize. I should have mentioned the audit committee meeting. I knew that was happening, so I didn't do that. That's right. So the rest of us, we will stand adjourned and drop off. The audit committee, please remain. And we will see you back in the boardroom, I think, on March 8th. So be well, everybody. Stay safe.